Welcome to another episode of Live Your Best Life. I'm Crystal Nicole, and this beautiful gem with me is Faith Schuler. How are you, my love?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so good. I'm doing so well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I've been working from home all day, kind of got caught in the rain. So I've got this whole lion mane happening. It's what happens when you've got natural curly hair, you get wet. It doesn't do a cute wet. It does it like lion madness. I was like, it ain't even about me. This is about Faith. So who cares?
Girl, you look great. Oh. You have the wet lion mane. Tell you. Mine just was flat. So today I was like, we're just going flat.
Hey, you know what? It's still gorgeous. So it's weird because we've spoken before. I recall it was like a couple of years ago back at my old radio station, and right. I had reached out to you. I've been kind of just on the hunt, stalking all the, you know, country artists, seeing who will interview with me. And yeah. I reached out to you, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, do you know Jeff? I was like, good old Jeff. Yeah. You're a manager, right? He's your...
Yes, he's my manager. Yeah, he told me. He was like, oh my gosh, Crystal's my girl. Make sure you say so that's awesome that y'all are good buds.
Yeah, I just absolutely, he's a mess. He's a hot mess. I love Jeff, but he's a hot mess.
He is a hot mess. We love him. We embrace the mess.
We do. I mean, he can't be doing that bad because he literally landed you as a client. So he can't be that bad.
Thank you. No, he is amazing and he really works hard for me. So we love you, Jeff. We do.
We say it with all love. It's got super dark in here. It's about to storm. So tell us, what have you been up to since the last time we spoke to you? You got new music. What is going on in Faith's life?
It has been insane. Like, I am so blessed that I get to live this wonderful, crazy life. But what I've really been doing, kind of in a little spark note of my life.
Okay.
Pretty much I've been releasing music last year a lot, like Getting Over You. So my single Getting Over You did really well. I'm very blessed. A lot of people have been enjoying that song. And I was just kind of really trying to find my sound as an artist. And I know that sounds so cliche and cheesy, but it's true.
No, not at all.
They have their sound. And I'm like, I want something that's different, that's unique, that kind of sets me apart from everyone. And so I've really been striving towards that. So I've been writing. And eventually I was going to Nashville so much to the point where I was like, okay, I need an apartment. Like, it's time. So I got my apartment in Nashville so that was like a big, you know, step in my life and a new chapter that I'm so excited for. And it's just been so amazing so far. So I went to Nashville and I'm like, it's time to get in it. Like, I am ready to do this. So I was able to perform at the Listening Room Cafe. I've done that. I've hosted it twice now. So it's been great meeting new people. And now I finally think I'm starting to find my sound and figuring out, like, okay, here's what my audience likes, here's what I like, and this is what I have to say. So I've got a new song coming out on August 19th. It's called Another Heartbreak. So it is a breakup song.
Oh God, those breakup songs get me all the time.
You know, I have, like, I'm single right now, but, you know, whether or not I'm in a relationship or not, I love breakup songs. Like, you can't get enough of it. And people just love scream breakup songs.
Well, that's the thing. We as a society love to somehow be like sad and sappy every once in a while.
We do. I am like the bubbliest, happiest person, like very positive, but I love sad music.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't know why, but that's like my favorite.
I think it reminds us that we're human and that we have a heart and we have emotions, especially if you haven't cried in a long time. Listen, anyone who says don't cry, get out of here. Crying is good. It helps me. When I'm done crying, I feel like a brand new person.
Girl, I am so glad you said that because, I mean, crying, it's like just letting all those emotions out. And after I get out a good cry, I'm like, woo, I feel like I got like a whole new outfit on. Like, I am good. Like, thank God for that cry. So no, crying is a good thing.
And it so is.
When you can sing a breakup song or like feel all the feels. You know what I mean?
Right. So when you're writing a song, like, do you go in there thinking it's going to be a sad, sappy song, or you just like, you know what, I'm going to let it flow and see what happens?
So I definitely just go into the write with whatever happened, happen. And I like doing it that way because I feel like I don't put myself in a box. Right. I feel like it's good to go in with ideas, but when you have your mindset on this is exactly what I'm doing, then it almost restricts you. Mm-hmm. And I think being really creative, especially if you're working with other people, it's good to have ideas, but also be willing to think about their ideas as well and just come up with something together. When I write alone, typically I'll have more of an idea, but when I'm in a room with, you know, multiple writers or with my producer, we just like to have fun and see what happens.
I think those are the best times because, you know, whenever you have a group of people and you're, I feel like the energy just flows differently depending on who's in that crowd, what is happening, and the ideas just flow differently. And it's like, okay, all right, that makes sense. That makes sense. Let's put it together. Not that I've ever written a song over here, girl. I might pretend, but I've never written a song, so I don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, you're right. It really does flow. It flows so much better. And it takes a lot of pressure off of you, I think. And that just helps a lot for sure.
Right. So the last time we talked, we were in the middle of the pandemic. It was COVID. We had started just doing videos because we're like, you know what? We want to keep artists, you know, in the know. So tell us how the last couple of years have been for you besides, you know, obviously now you're back in the studio. Were you a little worried there? Because I mean, you were out, but you were literally starting your career at that time.
I was just starting. Like, right when the pandemic hit was a little shortly after that, I just had gone to Nashville for my very first time. So I was like baby, like fresh out the kitchen. Okay. And so I say the craziest things.
You're gonna I love it. No, don't ever stop. Please keep that light, baby.
I was fresh out the kitchen in Nashville. Like, what the heck is going on? And I was writing and it wasn't good. I was just trying my best. We were out there trying our best. And then the pandemic hit and I finally got to the point where I could release my first EP. So I was so excited about that. And then everything just shut down. And I'm like, what is going on? I had all these plans and ideas. So it really kind of weighed on me for a while, but I had to get into the mentality of, okay, yeah, this whole situation really stinks, but I am blessed that I'm here, that I don't have, you know, COVID right now and that I'm not suffering. And so you kind of, I had to look at it that way. Like, this could be way worse. And not being able to record in Nashville right now is the least of my problems. And I just need to kind of look at the bigger picture. So I tried to make the best of the situation in my case. So I continued to write and work really hard. I discovered Zoom, which has changed my life forever.
I know. Guy's honestly a billionaire now.
Just fine.
Right.
So yeah, I like just had to make the best of the situation. And that's exactly what I did. And, you know, slowly coming out of all of this craziness, I'm so glad that I did that. And I'm so glad that I kept going and pushing forward. And looking back, I'm like, I'm a totally different person. Like, I've really come a long way. So it's been fine. It's been good. I'm blessed either way. I'm here. My family's here. So I can't complain.
I will say from the last time when we first spoke, you were bubbly, but you were a little shy. So you have definitely stepped out of that little shell that you were in. I was like, I even told Jeff, I was like, she's amazing. I was like, but I was like, she's real shy, but girl, you literally came that one.
Thank you. Oh yeah. I have had to overcome that little bit of shyness. I've always, like you said, had the personality, but now I'm just not afraid to show it. So, because people, you know, I think they embrace it. And if they don't, that's okay. I understand.
Yes, girl. You know what? Here's the thing. I've always said that if they cannot embrace a happy person who's genuinely happy, then there's something wrong with them. It ain't me. It's you, bro. Yeah. I'm going to need you to find a happy pill somewhere, maybe, and kind of get on my level. Or I don't know, do some like detoxing or something, because it ain't working for me.
Or run or something like that. It ain't me.
Right.
I'm the sunshine over here.
You are the cutest. So now we're going to have you perform a song for us, and then we'll get back into talking, because I'm sure they're probably tired of me talking to, like, girl, Crystal, stop asking her questions. Let her sing a little bit.
Well, I'll sing for them, but I don't think that they're tired of you.
Now tell us a little bit about the song you are going to perform for us right now.
Yeah. So this song is called Getting Over You. It's my most pop country style song, I would say. But it has been doing very well. A lot of people really enjoy it. So I like to play this song as, like, you know, the opener for people to kind of get a sense for my style of music and things like that. So it's about getting over a breakup, but understanding that you had to go through the hard times to get to the good times. And it's basically, the hook is, man, it's worth it getting over you. So it's almost like saying thank you for doing everything you did to me, because now I'm doing fine. I know you've been going out late with that girl you told me not to worry about, while I'm sitting here picking up the pieces of myself you left without. I've been listening to sad songs all night long, but now I'm realizing you're right where you belong. I've had my sleepless nights alone, praying to God that you weren't gone, doing everything you say a girl should never do. Mess me up, break my heart in two, but man, it's worth it getting over you. I know when I smoke prizes, I'll be feeling good again, and I owe it all to the pain that your cold heart left me in. Tonight I'm moving on, finally moving on. Sleepless nights alone, praying to God that you were gone, doing everything this girl should never do. Wrapped a tie in her arms, I'm here crying in the dark, and all those memories mess me up, break my heart in two, but man, it's worth getting over you. One tear left me broken, tear left me happy, cause that's the last time I cried for you. I've had my sleepless nights alone, praying to God that you weren't gone, doing everything this girl should never do. Wrapped a tie in her arms, I'm here crying in the dark, and all those memories mess me up, break my heart in two. It's worth getting over you, getting over you, yeah. I know you've been going out late with that girl you told me not to worry about, but man, it's worth getting over you.
I just absolutely love it. And isn't it always the girl they say, don't you worry about her?
I guess so.
Tell us a little bit about that one. Like, how did you write that one yourself?
Yeah. So actually, no, I did not write this one myself, but I will tell you about it. I wrote it with Greg Beek and Chris Bergsness. Okay. So we kind of went into the write, and I knew I did want to write a breakup style song. So I wasn't quite sure where it was headed. But then I just started, I remember in that write, I was like, man, it's worth it, you know? And Chris was like, hey, I like that. That's cool. Man, it's worth it. And I was like, well, getting over you, you know, like just all of this stuff that I had to go through, it got me over you. So at the end of the day, if I'm going to take anything away from this situation, it's going to be that. So everyone really liked that idea. And so that's just kind of where we started with the song. And then we just created that kind of picture that I think a lot of country music paints, because I definitely want there to be a story. So yeah, we just painted the picture and this is what we got.
I love it. It's just absolutely incredible. And I don't know, it's just one of those songs where you can relate to it, even if you haven't had a recent breakup, or even probably even if you didn't have a breakup, that's what it feels like on the other side. Like, everything's always going to be fine. There's always a reason for everything.
Yeah. And exactly. I'm so glad you said that, because it really can be translated in multiple ways. In this case, it is a breakup, but in all life situations, like, we go through the hardships, but it's always good to pick out, like, okay, well, at least I got this out of that, or right, I had to go through this to get here. So
I love how you said that, because it is definitely relatable to any aspect of your life, whether you're losing a job, whether it you lose, you know, right, something that's important to you, something that's valuable. I mean, probably not valuable, but you know what I mean.
Right, exactly. And that's funny you said that. I was just talking to my cousin today about that, and we just kind of had like a heart to heart, and we were just talking about, you know, we might not be where we want to be right now, but we're on the right path and we are where we should be. And you've got to work to get to where you want to go and where you want to end up. And so this is just like another stepping stone in that whole journey.
Right. It's all about thriving. You know, if you don't like where you're at, you're the only person that's going to get you to that next level. You can't sit back and sit there in victimhood and be like, oh, it's going to be fine, it's going to be fine. Well, you're not doing anything. You're literally sitting on a couch eating donuts and bonbons.
That's right. Like, I think, you know, not everybody, but some people, they think it's just going to like fall in your lap. And that's, unfortunately, I wish, but it's not how it works. So you got to go out, you got to catch it, you got to work hard, you got to put in the work. And one thing that I love about, you know, doing all of that is that after all of this hard work, like, you can be really proud of yourself and you can be like, I did that for me, you know, like I did that by myself for myself. And of course, having people along the way who help you, you got to give credit to them. But it having that respect for yourself and having, you know, that, I guess, mentality of I'm going to work hard for this is definitely going to make the reward much bigger.
Oh, absolutely. I think you enjoy it more too. When you work hard for it, you enjoy it more. You ever notice when you buy something yourself, you tend to take care of it better versus when someone buys it for you?
Right.
Not that you don't take care of things that people buy you, but you just have a tendency of taking care of things that you buy with your hard-earned money way more.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. So, yeah, I guess it's like just a whole life story, and I think it's a cool message. So
I like it. So tell us, who have you been performing? I mean, obviously you've been performing all over Nashville, but have you done any, you know, work with other artists here lately?
Yeah. So I have, I've opened for Scotty McCreery, Tyler Rich, and Matt Stell, which was really fun.
It's awesome.
Also, I just did a family reunion festival with Hank Williams Jr. and Sammy Kershaw and the Cadillac Three. And I was the only female on the whole lineup. So that was
Oh my God.
I felt a little special on that. So it has been like a daydream. Like, what? So, but I'm very blessed and very grateful. And so I've just been kind of opening for artists and stuff, and it's just been great. It's been like the best time of my whole life. So
I love just how excited you are to be doing what you're doing and just happy to be alive. Like, you're literally that person who wakes up in the morning, doesn't need coffee, and is happy. My friends always say I'm that person. No. Faith Schuller literally today.
Might have me beat. I don't
really
know, but I do enjoy a good coffee in the morning, and I'll wake up early. I mean, like, if I got somewhere to be, I'm going to wake up 30 minutes early just to make my breakfast, because I'm a breakfast gal and I look forward to that. I will go to sleep thinking, what am I going to eat for breakfast?
I was going to say, so what's your usual go-to breakfast food?
Okay. So I've got like two options, and I kind of, so in the morning I'll have like, some eggs, either scrambled or over well is how I like them.
Okay.
So I'll have some eggs with some like toast or some fruit on the side, Or I'll make a very extravagant avocado toast or an avocado bagel.
What's an extravagant avocado toast?
Okay, so let me give you a recipe and you're going to need to try it out. All right. So you get your bagel, you know, or your toast, whatever you like, mm-hmm. and you mash up your avocado. Then you're going to want to put some salt, pepper, red pepper flakes. And if you're feeling really fancy, you can top it with some Parmesan cheese. And okay. then... So that's really good alone if you want, or everything but the bagel.
I was just going to say that. I was like, if she doesn't say everything but the bagel.
Yeah, you definitely need some of that. And then if you're feeling super fancy, top it with like a fried egg. And
okay.
Like the most amazing breakfast.
I might have to try. Like I'm up for work by 4:30 every morning. So I'm not really trying to make a whole breakfast.
Yeah,
but that sounds like it's pretty basic and simple. Like I don't need a whole lot. I might not start with the egg on the first time I try it, but
that's a little bit, you know, this is beginner's level. That's a little more advanced. So however you decide to take your toast.
Right. So what do you have coming up? Like what are you, do you have any shows that are booked here?
So I have a show coming up in Greenville. I'm seeing at the Greenville Country Music Festival.
Okay.
So that's going to be really fun. Zach Bryan's playing and a bunch of, there's like a few different headliners, but I just know Zach Bryan right now off the top of my head. So that's in November. And I'm trying to think like around this area. I'm working on getting some more festivals. I know I have a festival in Maine coming up, but that's not near here. So I'll have to let you know. Stay tuned on my Facebook and my Instagram.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you ever make it up this way toward me, I mean, I would totally come out and meet you, especially if you got Jeff along for the ride.
Heck yeah, we could have a blast. So I'll keep you updated and let you know when I got some shows that way.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's let everyone know when your music's coming out again and where they can find your music and all your socials.
You can find my music on all streaming platforms. So Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, anywhere. It's just at Faith Schuler. You can also follow me on my Instagram and Twitter and TikTok, all that. Also at Faith Schuler. I have a website, which is faithschuler.com. And I have a new song coming out called Another Heartbreak on August 19th.
I'm so excited for that one. Like, how excited are you for the release of this new song?
It's honestly my favorite song I've ever done.
Really?
So I am so excited. And everyone I've showed it to thus far has been like, this is the best song you've done. So fingers crossed that other people think the same. But I'll have to send you the link.
Oh my God. Yes, please. I would absolutely love that.
Okay. You can get like the early bird special.
Oh, did you hear that? I'm getting the early bird special. I ain't even 65 yet getting the early bird special over here.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, I'll send it to you for sure.
That's awesome. Well, Faith, is there anything else you want the listeners to know about your amazing self before we, you know, before I let you go and go live your fabulous life?
I just want to say thank you guys so much. And I hope you choose to check out some of my music. And I really appreciate all of your support. I would not be where I am today without it. So thank you. And thank you, Crystal, for having me today.
Well, thank you, Faith, for, you know, meeting up. I know we had actually set this up and then you fell sick. And I was like, no, what'd you end up having?
Yes, I had strep throat. So there was no singing for me for like 5 days. And then finally, when I was, you know, on antibiotics and all well, I had a 2-hour show to sing at. And it was just like, oh, so much.
Wow.
So it was crazy, but I'm glad we worked this out. And I'm
yes. Well, definitely, you know, keep me posted. Let's stay in touch. You know, I know that there's big things ahead of you because, honey, your heart and your personality, it's just pure. And you know what? I always say it's time for good people to win.
Oh, you are so sweet. Thank you so much. Keep praying for me.
Yes, girl. All right, my love. Well, thank you so much for joining us and best of luck with music and everything you got coming up.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.